You're with SBS Radio.
She's a postdoctoral fellow at University of Melbourne, and she also entered politics. But what propelled Shireen Morris into politics? It's an interesting story, and sharing it with us today is Shireen. Thank you for joining us on SBS, Shireen.
Thanks for having me.
We are very interested in learning that it was the rejection of the Uluru Statement from the Heart which made you enter politics. You are from a Fijian Indian background, and how are you connected to this?
Yeah, it's interesting. My mum is Fijian Indian, my dad is Indian, and I was born here in Melbourne, so I'm Australian. But I was studying my law degree, and I did this volunteer internship through the Aurora program, which basically takes law students and sends them to native title bodies to help out and learn about native title law. I ended up going to Cape York Institute, which is run by the Aboriginal leader, Noel Pearson. So I went up there to Cairns. I was about 30 years old and spent my summer holidays working on things like, you know, native title and environmental protection law controversies.
Mm-hmm.
And very unexpectedly, Noel Pearson offered me a job working on Indigenous constitutional recognition. So I then spent the next sort of 7-8 years working with that organisation, trying to think about what kind of policy, what kind of law reform should Indigenous constitutional recognition achieve, and ended up becoming an advocate alongside Noel for substantive constitutional change. So I guess that's how I got involved.
What did you learn during your time there?
Oh, I learned so much. You know, I'd always been interested in human rights and Indigenous rights and ideas of social justice. And I think that's probably because coming from a migrant background, I grew up with a sense of awareness that not everyone in Australia necessarily gets a fair go. And I felt very, very lucky that my parents, even though they came from Fiji and India, and they came from poor backgrounds, were able to get scholarships to come here to Australia, study, become doctors, work hard and forge a better life for themselves. And one thing my mum used to say to me as I was growing up is, oh, you know, Indigenous people don't always get a fair go in this country. And I sort of realised that we as Indian Australians actually in a lot of ways are luckier and have been treated more fairly. So for me, that's what attracted me to the area. It was probably the way my parents brought me up and having this interest in social justice. And of course, India and Fiji share some of that colonial history.
That's
you
right.
You know, we've all been impacted by colonialism. In some ways, we all historically know what it feels when you're treated not as fairly as you should be. So we all have a responsibility to make sure things are fair for everyone in this country.
Absolutely. The Uluru Statement from the Heart was rejected. How did that feel?
So this was back in 2017. So the Uluru Statement was this historic moment in the history of Indigenous advocacy for constitutional reform. It was the first time a national Indigenous consensus position was achieved. It asked for a First Nations voice in the Constitution and a Makarrata Commission, an agreement-making commission outside the Constitution. And a few months later, the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rejected the Uluru Statement. So obviously, at Cape York Institute, we had been working towards this reform for years by this stage, probably, you know, 6-7 years. So it was a huge disappointment, and particularly for Indigenous people, but also for me and my work personally. And in a way, it was frustration with lack of progress in that area, and I guess frustration across the board in politics that inspired me to put my hand up and try to become a candidate for Labor in the last election.
And you also penned it down in a book, A Radical Heart, Three Stories Make Us One. What was the book?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So the book tells the sort of personal political journey of myself working with Noel Pearson at Cape York Institute, trying to forge consensus on this fraught task of constitutional reform in Australia. And really, it's the story of how we worked with advocates and lawyers and Indigenous leaders across the political spectrum, across both left and right, because of course you need bipartisan support for constitutional reform. It's not just enough to have one side of government supporting it. And just what I learned, I mean, you asked earlier, what did I learn? I learned so much about political strategy. I learned so much about learning from people and listening to people, even though they might disagree with you. And I think the most amazing thing I learned is that sometimes it is possible to forge consensus across political divides. And I think that's what the reform proposed by the Uluru Statement does.
What will happen next, Shireen?
Well, just today, it was really exciting because the first Indigenous Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, gave an address to the press club. And he said that he would like to see a referendum on constitutional recognition in the next 3 years. And he the government has committed to working with Indigenous people on a co-design process to progress the Uluru Statement. So I think that's a really positive thing. It means governments has moved on from the rejection of a few years ago, which I think is good. And I think it's great that the Liberal government wants to work constructively with both Labor and with Indigenous people on this.
As we celebrate NAIDOC Week this year, what message would you like to give to the migrant communities here? How can they do their bit?
Well, I'm a strong believer in the idea that Australia is the sum of three stories. And this is something my book tried to capture. You know, there's our ancient Indigenous heritage, which is written into the landscapes. And that is the inheritance of all Australians, whether you're Caucasian, Indian, Chinese, whatever. And there is our inherited British institutions, democracy, the rule of law. And that has also brought great benefit to everyone in the country. And thirdly, there is our multicultural achievement. And, you know, that's the part of the story that my family came and started contributing to. And I think it's the responsibility of all Australians to ensure that all those three parts are equally celebrated and to fight for equality and justice where there is injustice. So I would love to see all Australians of all backgrounds really standing with and standing behind Indigenous people and supporting them in achieving the Uluru Statement from the heart.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you, Maziki.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.